So all the rock walls you put along your property actually doesn't help. Now it's collecting the water, ends up now on the road. The road becomes your drainage.
So, but if they don't put the rock wall up, doesn't it go in their living room instead?
Right. So that's now, because everybody upstream is doing it, so it's concentrated the water further and further downstream. So everybody's like, well, I'm going to put a wall up too. So now it's become a worse and worse problem. So now it's becoming like Whangaima Road is now our like a river going there every time it rains.
So what would be the solution for that then? I mean, if you've got all these people, I mean, you're not going to unbuild their house.
Yeah,
you know,
correct.
It's there.
Yeah, and it's their land, so they have the right to do that, right?
Yeah.
It's just some being able to work together. Right now, the solution we can do here is just look upstream and see if there's some vacant lands, if the landowners are willing to sell that or lease it to the government. They can put some retention ponds there to help collect the water and let it infiltrate in the soil instead of coming downstream. And then, of course, they still got to build some form of a drainage to take that water further to the ocean if we have to.
Like a storm gutter?
Yeah, a bigger one, like a huge one. Because this is like, it won't, a gutter just won't do it. It has to be a big, big, big one.